You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, greetings, friends. We're back, and hope that you appreciate the higher quality shows that we're able to transmit and you're able to listen to with all of our new studio equipment. We've upped the game a little bit to make the broadcast clearer and easier to understand. We're going to start a new series today, and I'm calling this God's Holy Days versus Pagan Holidays. And we were going to do this a few weeks ago before the pagan holiday of Astarte, or commonly in the United States, Easter. It's really a spring fertility festival. Has nothing to do with Jesus' death or resurrection. Think about this. What do rabbits and eggs have to do with the death and resurrection of our Savior? Absolutely nothing. What they do have everything to do with is those are signs of fertility, and the pagans used spring, had spring fertility rituals. Now, some saying, well, so what, even if that's the historical, events that took place, that's not how we do it today. Does it really matter if you keep a pagan holiday instead of God's holy days? See, because Easter is over with, but Passover is upon us. This week is Passover and the days of unleavened bread. That is a biblical holy day, and real believers in God will observe that in honor, and it has everything to do with our Savior's death and resurrection. But our holidays for Christians and holy days just for Jews? Does the Bible give us an answer to these questions? Let's take a look at Daniel 7. It's a prophecy about four beasts. The fourth had 10 horns on it, on its head, and was different from the rest. Daniel 7:23 tells us, thus he says, the fourth beast shall be a fourth kingdom on earth, which shall be different from all the other kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, trample it, and break it into pieces. The 10 horns are 10 kings who shall rise from this kingdom, and another shall rise after them. He shall be different from the first ones, and shall subdue 3 kings. He shall speak pompous words against the Most High, shall persecute the saints of the Most High, and shall intend to change times and law. Then the saints shall be given into his hand for a time and times and half a times. Well, what does times and law have to do? How do you understand that? What does this world leader change? Well, God's times, the Sabbath, and God's law. That's what this evil beast changes. God begins a day at sunset. The world begins it in the middle of the night based on a clock. God begins a week with the ending of the Sabbath. The world begins their week at midnight on, you guessed it, what's biblically the second day of the week at midnight, or first day of the week at midnight, and is Sunday, and that's not God's day. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.